Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Barrett, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our current series of studies, Living Evidences of God, or as we have said, Evidences of the Living God, however you wish to put it. And our theme verse is 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. The knowledge of Christ initiates us into these wonderful possessions, these wonderful things that we have fallen heir to, and these are the things that pertain to life and godliness. And so this series is indeed the living things that we see in the Scripture. And today we wish to consider the living stone, Christ, the living stone, and then we as stones with life in them too. Now that seems incongruous to speak of a stone as having life. We ordinarily think of a stone as being dead and inert and unresponsive, non-moving. But that isn't the thought. The figure of the stone suggests basic support. It speaks of solidity. It speaks of permanency. It will not wear away. It will not waste away. There are stones in the universe, so the geologists tell us, that are millions, even billions of years old. A stone carries with it the thought of permanency. And our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the living stone, not a dead stone, but a living stone. There is a wonderful forecast or prophecy in the book of Isaiah concerning the coming of Christ, using that very figure. It's in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. I'll read it for you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Now here we have brought before us Christ, and we read this from the lips, we hear this rather, from the lips of our Lord Jesus Christ himself in Matthew chapter 16. We can make no mistake that the stone that Isaiah is writing about is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the tried stone, the precious cornerstone, the sure foundation. And we read it in Matthew chapter 16. We read there in verse 13 of that chapter, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, it's interesting to note that Peter's name, or Petros in the Greek, refers to a pebble. And the Lord is using a play on words here. I say unto thee that thou art just a pebble, but upon this rock, and the word rock there is not Petros, it's Petra. It's the foundation stone he's referring to himself. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So you see, our Lord Jesus Christ confirms the prophecy of Isaiah that he is the stone. He is the living stone. Now, he's not only the living stone for the church, but he's the living stone for the individual life. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, these words, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the foundation of the individual life. It's a matter of a man, singular. He is the foundation of our lives, and he is the foundation of the church. This is brought forth beautifully in the 7th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. These are again the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says there in that 7th chapter, verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the winds came, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock." Now, remember how he begins this, how he initiates this little parable. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine," my word, heaven and earth, he says, "shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away." They're permanent. They will never pass away because they came from the rock. And he likens himself to that rock here in Matthew, as well as in the 16th chapter, also in chapter 7, where we're reading. And he says, "The rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." And I may say, these are the sands of human reasoning, human philosophy. "Which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Great, because this house speaks of a human soul. Now the Lord Jesus says, if you will depend upon me and upon my words, because I speak them, you will stand the storm, and you will go into eternity with me as a living stone. Now this is true of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I should realize that he is the foundation for eternal life. He is the foundation for faith. He is the foundation for my life, my trust, my love for everything I've got. It all depends upon him. Now, the church is not a foundation. Now, I'm not speaking against the church. Those of you that know men have listened to this broadcast for a number of years know that I'm not speaking against the church. But I will say this. The church is not the means of salvation. The church did not die on the cross for our sins. Christ died on the cross for our sins. And this matter of being saved is a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ, one on one. And this, we're speaking now of individuals and speaking of him as the rock that supports those individuals. He is the rock. We can depend on him. We've quoted, even in this series, a number of times, 1 John 5 and 12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." It's that simple. Everything depends upon Christ. Not my good works, not my intentions, not my feelings. It depends on Christ and his cross work for me when he died to take away my sins. Now, also, in 1 Peter chapter 2, we have some lovely references to Christ as the living stone. As a matter of fact, Peter calls him the living stone. We read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, these words, "To whom coming, as unto a living stone," well, we better read verse 3, "if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming?" To whom? To the Lord, of course. "As unto the living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones," or living stones, "are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone," just as Isaiah told us, "elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now, unfortunately, this refers to the Jewish people. He was a stone of stumbling there. He was not a stone upon which they could rest their eternal faith. He came in humility. He came in such lowliness. A stumbling stone, after all, is low. The stones that you stumble over, you don't see. They're so low that you don't notice them. And they did not take notice of Christ because of his lowly character. But he came into this world not to be their Messiah the first time he came. He's going to be it. Thank God for that. Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule not only over the Jewish nation, but over the world itself. He is the Messiah. But he came that first time, and they missed him. They missed him because of his lowliness. Why? Because he was going to a cross, not a throne. He was going to that cross to make room for you and for me, that we might be living stones, build up a spiritual house, and this refers, of course, to the church. Build up that spiritual house that will go into that eternity with him. Now, Christ is that living stone. And let's not stumble over him either. Let's not think of him as just being a religious leader, a historical figure to be forgotten, to be reminded of perhaps twice a year, Easter and Christmas. A man of high ideals, yes, he was that. He was more than that. He was my Savior and your Savior. And whoever hears this broadcast, I have the authority to tell you that from the Word of God, he died for you. What do you think of that? I think it's wonderful, as far as I'm personally concerned. All right, let's think now. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. All Jewish temples have been destroyed. The magnificent temple of Solomon was destroyed by the Babylonians. Herod's temple, which took 46 years to build, was destroyed by Titus, a Roman general, in AD 70. Those temples have all perished. But I want to tell you, here is a temple that will never perish. The church. The Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We're stones too. We're not going to perish. We're lasting. Why? Because our faith rests upon Christ, the living stone. Our Father, we thank you today for our Lord Jesus, and for the hope and the joy that he brings into our lives, and for the permanence of it, taking on the character of a stone. We pray as we give thanks in our Savior's name. Amen.